בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. We've spoken about the fact that when one practices emuna and bitachon and makes this the central focal point of their life, making every effort to grow and grow in our emuna and our bitachon, besides the fact that we're fulfilling our life's mission in being created, as the Ramban and many others say, the only reason that we were created to have emuna and bitachon. Besides for fulfilling our life's mission, Emunah and Bitachon leads to a life of bliss, a life of happiness. As recounted by many Torah sources, one who is living by the values of Emunah and Bitachon will live a happy life, an anxious-free life, a life full of serenity. Now, a person may say, well, that's very nice, but I'm not there. I have many downtimes in my life. Does that mean Emunah and Bitachon is not for me, perhaps? And the answer is, God forbid. Our life's work is not to succeed in Emunah and Bitachon and everything that that comes with. Our life's work is to make an effort to try our best to succeed and excel in Emunah and Bitachon. We do not determine the results in any area of our lives, including how successful we will be in our emunah and our bitachon. But what we do have the capacity to do is to make our maximum effort to grow each day, each moment. So if I'm not 100% happy in my life, but I'm growing, and a certain situation that could have triggered me to be 10 out of 10 anxious or 10 out of 10 angry. And now, because of my efforts in striving to grow in my emunah, learning about emunah, trying to seek inspiration about emunah and bitachon. And today, that same situation presents itself and I'm only anxious 9 out of 10. Still very anxious or still very angry, but only 9 out of 10. This is one of the greatest success stories that there can be. It's not about achieving what people usually see as success. It's about growing each moment. So again, our effort needs to be to grow in emunah and bitachon, which ultimately leads to simcha, to happiness. I once came across a fantastic analogy from Rav Shalom Arush that explains this concept beautifully. He said, there was a child in a certain family who was absolutely adamant that he had to be the driver of the car. And every time they would get in the car, he would go to the driver's seat and they'd have to move him out. And every time they'd move him out, he'd scream and shout. So what they did one day, they installed a fake steering wheel in the passenger seat. And this child was placed in the passenger seat. And as they were driving, he was steering his wheel, thinking that he was driving the car. We all understand that the child was actually doing nothing. The adult in the driver's seat is driving the car. In the same way, when we feel that we're the boss of our own lives, when we feel that we're orchestrating and navigating the details to our own lives, that is one of the greatest causes for anxiety, for lack of serenity, for lack of peace. Because there are so many dangers, so much evil, so many things that could catch us out. People, situations. And therefore sometimes we act like that little child, as if we're steering the wheel. And sometimes we have momentary fake happiness, thinking, oh wow, look how well I'm steering the wheel of life. Look how well I'm running my life. However, when we realize that we're not actually driving the car, or when we have an accident and then it really hits us, how we had no control, all that happiness fades away and one realizes it wasn't true happiness. When one lets go to the real driver and acknowledges and internalizes, everything in my life from A to Z is orchestrated exclusively by Hashem. I may have a mitzvah to make efforts, but my efforts do not affect the way the car drives, the way my life will navigate. It is exclusively, only up to Hashem. When I live that way, there can be no greater simcha in the world. And that's why the Torah recounts so many times in many Torah sources that one who lives with true emunah will be serene, will be happy, because I know that the most powerful being, Hashem, is exclusively leading my life.